Time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth, of course, covers our area for the Republican American online, rep-am.com, also at newsstands, and you can even get home delivery. Good morning there, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Good to be back.
It is good to have you back.
Good to have you back. So it's election season, as you can tell. All the caucuses and nominating meetings were held up to last week, and it appears all our current first selectmen are running again. No surprises there. And a couple of changes down on the lower ticket, but for the most part, mostly recognizable faces. A couple of groups forgot to or didn't get their submit their applications in time, so they're going to have to do petitioning candidates. That's the Republicans in Cornwall and the Democrats in Canaan. So they're going to have to petition each of the candidates on the ballot in order to be on the ballot in November.
That's not that really hard to do. I remember when I ran for the Board of Education, I petitioned, and it's fairly easy to do, but still.
Another step, you know, it's easier to have just everybody's name submitted by the deadline.
And it's also easier to have the party handle it, so, you know, any finances and everything like that. Somebody's trying to reach me here in the studio. We're going to have to put up with this noise for just a few seconds until I finally understand.
Metcalf made the news again, the paving company in Canaan. He had appealed another decision by the commission, and the town won this one. He's already does have site plan approval for his paving asphalt plant in East Canaan, and as you know, this has been a long and ongoing saga, and he asked that this current regulation that doesn't allow asphalt plants in the town to be overturned, and the judge has decided it's a moot point. He already has his site plan and approval, so the commission has the right to do not allowing others in after it. But again, it went to court, and the town prevailed. Over in Salisbury, the Lakeview Apartments, the ones that are up on Millerton Road near Dino's, has been owned by the Women's Housing and Economic Development, a nonprofit, and they have gone out of business. So Salisbury Committee, which is seeking to build the Holly Place, is thinking about buying it and came before the Housing Commission to seek some funds, and the commission members, several of them, seemed very positive. But you know,
if they don't buy it for $70,000, I'll buy it.
Yeah. it's a bargain, as most people said.
If they buy it for $70,000, and let's say they put $100,000 into it or $200,000 into it with an elevator or something, they still have now six units there. They can better plan what they want to do in the future with that other parcel, and they'll have six units that have elevator access. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just seems like a no-brainer to me.
Yeah, I mean, everybody just mouths open when they said $70,000. It was just, yeah. So stay tuned. We'll see what happens. As I said, the Housing Commission, you know, in Salisbury, you have to get this all straight. There's a commission, a trust, and a committee. So the committee went to the commission seeking funds that under its jurisdiction. And as I said, they seem favorable, so we'll see. And coming up, we're starting. It was a quiet week last week. This week it's starting up again. Salisbury selectmen are not meeting tonight. They're taking August off.
Curtis says, have a nice summer.
Yes, right. So don't try and go to a Salisbury selectmen's meeting tonight. But Canaan selectmen will be meeting as usual. And Cornwall selectmen meet tomorrow night, as usual.
Yeah, and the Inland Wetlands also meets as usual tomorrow. But it is picking up a little bit. Now the Kent Center School, they have a regular Board of Education meeting scheduled for the 4th. I don't know if they. I would think that August is a month where they would go back into session. I would think.
I honestly don't know. We'll have to follow that up. Saturday is. I've got to get my roller skates on again. It is one crazy day. There is a groundbreaking ceremony for the renovation at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon.
Yep.
And right across the green, there is the crafts fair. Those of us old enough to remember, that's the clothesline fair where all the arts and crafts people line up. The Historical Society in Cornwall is opening up its MAPS exhibition, and I think there's something else.
The Rose Algren Art Show begins Friday.
Right, yeah? The Rose Algren Art Show in Cornwall. So, wow.
It's a busy weekend, especially when you figure the Sharon Concert Series in the Valley has their final, I think, concert of the summer on Wednesday. Then Thursday, of course, in Canaan at the VFW, they have their regular concert series going as well.
And Gears got a concert series going as well.
Every Thursday night and Friday in Norfolk, they have the Friday on the Green events in Norfolk. So
plenty of music to be held and heard. I was at the Sharon one last week. It was the lawn was covered. It was great. It's terrific, and these are all free. Come and sit and, you know, have a picnic. Just sit and listen, and there are opportunities all over the region. So get out there while you can.
All right, Ruth. Well, we'll see what happens over the course of the next week.
We will, Marshall, and take care of yourself. Good to have you back and sounding good.
All right. We'll speak to you next week, Ruth.
Take care.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, rep-am.com on the web.